people who listen to this shit, to another episode of Behind the Dumpster. As always, I am your prime host, Sam, and today I have three idiots who are co-hosting with me. And
we're the main host.
We are Legion.
Yeah, we're going to be talking about some ghost crap, maybe some aliens, and just some spooky shite. So,
cool.
Who wants to get started?
All right, cool.
Oh, actually, I suppose I should introduce y'all so I know which. Idiot is talking. So let's just go down the line.
My name is John. I'm Asian.
Okay.
Come on, it's your turn now.
My name is Josh. I'm black.
My name is Matt. I'm racist.
AKA he's a white.
AKA white.
All right, Samuel.
What?
All right. Oh fuck! Time to start this off. So, since the topic is about ghosts and or aliens, let's start off with
Luigi's Mansion.
A pretty good one. Do y'all think that there's extraterrestrial life?
Definitely.
100%. It's kind of impossible that it isn't. There isn't.
Yeah, there's got to be life out
there. The universe is so big. Like, there's no way there's nothing.
If life happens,
there's no way there's not at least one.
If the universe is infinitely expanding, then there's 100%. There's an infinite chance that there is life out there.
Yes.
There's not an infinite. I don't think there's an infinite chance. I mean,
unless it keeps expanding.
The thing is, if it keeps expanding, right?
Yeah, if it keeps
expanding. What material is it going to use? It's just going to reuse material, so there's an even less likely chance.
So I saw a funny Reddit
stuff.
Theory.
It's shut up.
No, this is actually pretty funny.
You can't start off.
You can't start off with Reddit.
Shut up. So the theory is that there is extraterrestrial life. There's like this big council, and we are that planet. We're that one kid in high school who never gets invited to parties because we're terrible.
That's a theory that a lot of people, the no-fly zone.
No-fly
zone.
Yeah.
That's what Earth is.
Pretty much that extraterrestrial life is so, I guess.
We literally kill each other because of the color of our skin.
Exactly.
So.
Pretty much.
And they're like so organized to the point where they're like
we don't even want
higher beings of life. On how like we still have barely gotten past the first level of
we haven't gotten past our moon barely. We barely got
past.
We barely got past.
Actually, put a robot on the moon. We put a robot on Mars.
Wow,
and that's
I am
literally
so stupid. Neil deGrasse Tyson actually has a very interesting take on the no-fly zone theory, and it's essentially it's not necessarily because of how we do war. It's how we get protein and stuff.
By eating animals.
The theory, being more like the ETs are plants. And so they're not going to land on a carnivorous or, a planet that harvests anything it can get its hands on for food.
Mm-hmm.
So that's his take on it. What do you guys think?
I feel like that's a pretty
sentient
good way to
plant
it.
Life?
Yeah, that's a pretty good.
Kind of. But it's just like for other. So let's say you're
it's
right on how, like, the no-fly zone is because of. Killing animals just to get nutrients from it, right?
Mm-hmm.
The thing is, we need the protein of it, and I guess the minerals that are in, like, meats.
Yeah.
Per se. Like, a balanced diet is, like, what? Nuts, meats,
but that's
plants.
A balanced diet for us.
Yeah, for us. So, why for us? And not for other life forms that have developed almost like the same way.
Because
possibly, but if
it's
it was my understanding that it was specifically they're plant based, so they have photosynthesis.
Mm-hmm.
So it's essentially, I guess it does fall apart in the idea that plants still use like dirt.
Yeah,
which is essentially made
just
of
dead animals
and dead other stuff. So I mean that's a fair point.
Funny mushroom.
Yeah.
Shut the fuck up.
So. Yeah, so I'm honestly thinking that the no-fly zone, or we are in the no-fly zone right now,
mm-hmm.
and they're just going out of their way to try and, like, not contact us or try and avoid us,
It's
really.
Kind of like, we actually have places like that on Earth that, they're essentially, I don't know if it's one tribe or if it's a handful of tribes that are, they've never had outside contact, and so they're
Are you talking about Sentinel Island?
No.
What's Sentinel Island?
It's basically that. Like, it's a group of, like, indigenous people that are on that island that have almost zero contact with the outside world.
Is it illegal to contact them?
Yes.
Because they're so,
They're very hostile. They will literally shoot arrows at helicopters or even planes.
If I remember the story correctly, there was a dude that tried to go to the island illegally and tried to preach Christianity to the indigenous people.
He
got killed and cannibalized by the indigenous people.
Deserved, honestly.
Yeah, it's also, also kind of like the...
The couple who crossed the fucking, it was like they crossed the border thinking they could promote peace or some shit. And then they got beheaded.
They were in Iran or wherever.
Yes.
That was, I just thought that was
something.
That actually happened. It's hilarious.
Bro.
Death is hilarious.
Shut the fuck up, man.
Look, it's funny when they deserve to die.
Bro.
Man, that seems a little extreme,
I guess.
Man, you're like a psychopath. I thought I was the psychopath.
Shut the fuck up.
Mr. Man on his fucking phone?
And
fucking paying attention,
I'm still
bro.
Talking.
Are you
reading? We're talking about Sentinel Island.
He's
doing
a lot of important research on Brawlhalla.
Yeah, on Brawlhalla.
Brawlstars.
100%.
Brawlstars.
Look. Yep, I mean, I'm talking.
Yeah.
I'm the one who brought this topic up, okay?
You did not.
You
set
did
up
not.
The no-fly zone. Yes, I did.
I was going to get there, bro.
Well, I got there first.
Oh, my God. Wow. That's crazy.
Man, let's just fucking make out already.
No.
Huh?
All right, so anyways, back to fucking space and aliens. So, I honestly believe that there might be something out there, but I feel like it's just because we got so lucky on developing that we are the way that we are.
Uh-huh.
Nah, it's just we're too far away.
What do you mean too far away?
What?
We're just too far away for cause to get really touched by anything.
I mean, scientists have done a study on this, and it was, if I believe, in the, I think, reachable universe that we are in right now.
Mm-hmm.
There should be at least 6 other intelligent species out there that we should be able to contact, but for some reason we haven't found that yet.
Dolphins on that one moon that's completely covered in ice and there's an ocean beneath it.
Yo, what's that movie? The book Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. That's
my god.
No, that's a good story.
But because it's like there are golden planets, like. Or they're planets that are in the Goldilocks zone of their independent solar system, which just means they have the right criteria that would they could potentially harbor life. And I don't know if it's, but the base. It's my understanding that it's because we can send out telescopes, and whatnot into the great beyond, but we don't really. We can't like. I don't know if we've seen like the actual surfaces of those places, so it's entirely possible that like we could meet or find, you know, it's entirely possible that we are the ones who are quote ahead of the curve when it comes to intelligence. And so it's just
like we got so lucky that we are able to send stuff out like that right now.
Yep.
And maybe, you know, other species might pop up later, but right now it's just not the time. Maybe
our satellite's just gonna land on some random ass planet, and some cavemen are gonna think it's God.
Yeah. Just
Ooga booga.
Ooga booga.
It's gonna super shut there.
What up, man?
I mean, the thing is,
I heard,
the universe is infinitely expanding, right?
Yes.
But the thing is, theorists have come up with, if I believe, 3 theories on how the universe can end. On how it is, one, what's it called?
Ancient filters.
No. The Great Rip.
Great filters.
The Great Filter is the thing that I was talking about earlier. On how like we got ahead of the...
I was thinking like, what is the name? I know it's something.
Weird
something filter.
So yeah, the Great Filter.
Yeah.
Pretty much, the Great Filter is... You know the Great Filter, right, Sam?
If you tell it to me, I might know what it is.
So, what the Great Filter is, I guess, like, a theory on how humanity is either past the filter or still haven't reached the filter. Pretty much what the filter is, so let's say humanity is past the filter. That means that we have gone through the filter of development of intelligent life forms.
Got it.
And so, like, right now, we are past the filter. We have an understanding of the universe, and we are able to evolve off that.
Mm-hmm.
And we are, like, one in, like, pretty much an infinite amount to actually happen.
Right.
And we are that lucky to have popped up in the universe, right?
Okay.
Or,
lucky.
Like, yeah, we got so lucky because a multiple cell organism has survived and developed into humans or intelligent life forms, right?
Is this like the Mormon thing where we become gods when we die?
No.
No.
Not at all.
No.
So that is if humanity...
to a point to where we get to be gods?
No.
No.
Not at all. This filter is just for intelligent life forms. So let's say humanity has passed the filter, right?
Mm-hmm.
That means we were so lucky to get past that filter that other species and or creatures out there have not gotten past.
Got
we're
it.
Still going through, by the way.
But if it is possible, humanity has still not hidden that filter yet. And so what that means is we still haven't hidden the filter. And so what other species could have done is they would have hit that filter and it would have become mass extinction. Right? Yeah. And so pretty much the theorists are kind of like hoping that we have gotten past the filter. Because if we haven't gotten past the filter, then once humanity does reach that filter, we have an even smaller chance of getting past the filter without going mass extinction. That's what, like, the theory of the Great Filter is.
So, let me get this. It's a scale, and the idea is that you have two options. You can either evolve to a point where
you
successfully, I guess, get off. You come to a point where you're sustainable.
Yeah.
Or you come to a point where you can't, you're not sustainable, and you just kind of have to, you
implode,
crap out.
Pretty much.
Pretty
yeah.
much.
Okay, I don't think
yeah.
I've heard that. I was thinking of, when you were first describing, I was thinking of there's a scientist, I'm not going to remember his name, because I remember reading about this a long time ago,
mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
but it's basically, it might actually be a sci-fi kind of scale, but it's basically details how our quote civilization level is based on the amount of energy we output.
Yeah.
And so it's kind of like, it was something, it had something to do with, that was the base concept, and how essentially it's a stacking thing, and
so
the highest you can.
I think I remember what it was, where like, it's not the energy that we produce, it is the energy that we are able to sustain. So like
yeah,
the first level was being able to take all the energy on the planet and use it. Then the next level was take all the energy in our solar system, which is the second level.
That was
100% yeah.
what it was.
And then the third level is our galaxy, and then the fourth level is the universe.
Got it, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so right now, humanity is only on the first level, which is honestly barely even getting all the energy out of our planet. But talking about energy, do y'all ever think that humanity will ever get to the point where we have a Dyson sphere around the sun?
Hopefully.
What do you mean a Dyson? You mean like
a
ray
no
ship
Dyson
around?
Not
it's basically
it's
like
not
a
Dyson,
huge
but pretty
solar
much,
panel.
Pretty much. Whereas like it is like a giant case around the sun, and we're
hopefully
able
not our
to,
sun. That would kill us.
We are able to siphon energy off of the sun,
yes.
which allows us to pretty much harness the energy of our solar system right now, and that would kind of get us to level two. I'm not sure if it's called a Dyson sphere.
It
I'll be honest.
The Dyson sphere.
Yeah,
that is right.
And pretty much like at that point, we will be able to have like what's it called like solar system
renewable
movement and all that. So. Yeah. Like, it's honestly pretty interesting to think about if humanity were to ever get to that point.
Mm-hmm.
On how, like, we're able to completely use the energy of our solar system to advance humanity and all that.
I feel like that could definitely happen eventually, but I feel like that's a lot, well, not light years, that's not even a time.
No, light years.
Like, decades, millennia away from being a
that is more than decades, bro.
That's why I said millennia.
It kind of depends on, but yeah, to your point, Matt, it does depend on what we kind of focus on as a civilization. for what we, you know, want. Because, ironically, in literally any single story that's, like, you know, scientific based or whatever, stuff like that only happens if there is a dedicated effort and, like, a global scale, as opposed to, like, oh, the one independent company who wants to try to get to Mars.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like Elon Musk.
I like talking about Elon Musk and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
That's where Jeff Bezos and Elon Musk kind of differ.
Dakota.
On how Elon Musk is saying that the planet Earth, it is, I guess, inhabitable right now. But eventually it won't come to like withholding all of humanity. Because if I believe what he wants is if we are on different planets, then if one planet gets wiped out, then another planet will still thrive.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But Jeff Bezos is saying that the Earth is irreplaceable, and so that's why he just wants to go to the moon, because he wants to like keep Earth safe.
I feel like there's a you just got to take the middle ground. Because, so to start off, the one Earth theory is you know, fairly popular, and it's basically the idea is, I'm sure y'all know this, but, you know, I'll recap it. The idea is that there is no Earth 2, there is no second planet that can sustain us, and so the prerogative, it's essentially just a climate change argument.
But we're already pretty fucked if that's the case.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Our planet?
How so?
I mean, do I really have to go into all the logistics of why the planet's fucked at this point?
It's a podcast.
Explain.
Well, fuck me then. All right. Ice caps are melting. We're constantly at war with each other, and we're destroying land to build more, like, fucking buildings and shit. Nature is just dying every single day.
So here is the actual counter-argument. There are a handful, actually. The first one is the good old-fashioned political Alex Jones, where climate change is happening, but it's not the threat that people say it is, and that it's actually a good thing for the planet. The other idea, I don't know who he got it from, but Michael Crichton, one of his characters, Dr. Malcolm, he discusses in the first Jurassic Park that there is actually no way for humanity to quote-unquote destroy the planet and wipe out all life. The prime idea is, and it's more along the lines of, we're more likely just to kill off humanity and the civilization that we've created, as opposed to destroying the Earth and making it uninhabitable. The reason for this is, of course, you know, evolution. The amount of bacteria that exists on Earth. And so even if we, you know, nuked every city in the world, you know, there's still going to be bacteria that's going to be able to grow and adapt and come in from the ocean or those areas that were maybe not completely, you know, incinerated. There's also, if you've seen, whenever there is a warhead dropped, or, you know, a nuclear meltdown, they kind of quarantine the zone and they leave it alone. But they'll come back, you know, several years later, and, like, they'll be fine. You know, it's not livable for humans because, you know, in the, like, the moment, because there's radiation and whatnot. But after time, you know, nature creeps back in and it heals itself. If you ever, you know, look at pictures of Chernobyl, that's what you see, and that's what you'll understand. And so it's... And that's my kind of opinion, is that we're never gonna... We might kill ourselves, we might destroy, you know, America, or we might, you know, destroy a few other empires and civilizations, but we're never gonna completely destroy the Earth. We don't really have the power for that yet.
Yeah.
Based.
I mean, you're the one that started this, man. So, you gotta keep on talking about it.
Yeah, you gotta keep talking, bro.
But it's just one of those things, perception, I think, plays a big part of it, because if everyone's always telling you that you're sick and that you're gonna die, it's like, that's not very helpful, is it?
Yeah.
It's more or less like, you're sick right now, but you can eventually just heal.
Yeah, and it's Yeah, essentially. And it's not even like that. It's like... Yeah, I guess that's the...
Well, yes, but actually no.
Well, yes,
the way I was thinking of it, it's like the difference between the people who, you know, get cancer and say, oh, I got cancer, I'm just going to mope about it or take my life prematurely versus the person who's like, oh, I've got cancer, I've got a limited amount of time, I got to make the most of it.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like that, except, you know, yours is better because, you know, we're not... Eventually, the idea is that we're not eventually going to die. It's just that we might, you know.
Eventually die.
We,
yeah. I mean, we're not going to eventually die,
we're not gonna die.
We might.
Maybe.
It's not, you can't, you know, freak out about it and then, you know, get all depresso.
Yeah. Like, you can think about it and have an existential crisis, but what's that going to do for you?
You think about it, you process it, and then you move on from it. That's what you got to do.
Yeah. Yeah. And so, like, humanity will adapt, I'm gonna be honest. Like, even if, like, all the polar ice caps do melt, I feel like
we really lose
some land.
Yeah.
That's it.
California.
California, Florida. Oh, well.
Yeah.
We have inland.
A bit of our Gulf.
Yeah. Honestly.
Yep.
That's pretty much all we lose, really. Just a little bit of land, and that's it.
There might be some more, you know.
And even then, like, we aren't really losing that much. Like, you know, in Hawaii right now, a bunch of volcanoes are erupting.
Oh, yeah.
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 And it's like,
it's pretty much already making new land.
Yeah.
So, like, if we lose land, then there's more there.
Volcanoes will just make more.
Yeah, volcanoes are just going to keep making more.
The main concern is the humanitarians, is just because it's like, not only are there volcanoes, but, like, there's been the uptick of natural disasters as well.
Yeah.
Mm.
And so there's, you know, the infinite, the always present idea, not infinite, that, you know, the lives of the poor and unfortunate and the troubled or the rich people in California's beach houses should be preserved.
Yeah.
Man, I'm gonna eat a poor person.
I like the thing is, like, I think, if I remember correctly, if you were to take every single person in the world
mm-hmm.
and then just, like, pack them together in one square inch of a box. If I believe I remember correctly, it would be every single person would fit in California.
Mm-hmm.
If I believe. I'm not sure though.
That would suck.
That would suck. Fucking suck, bro.
Maybe Alaska.
Maybe.
But I mean, it's kind of like you can't do that. Ooh, excuse me. Because it's literally the difference between, if you want the perfect example, it's the difference between the cities and the rural areas when COVID happened.
Oh, yeah.
Because the cities, everyone got locked up in their cubicle. No one was happy.
Yeah.
And, but, you know, the people out in the country were fine because they still had plenty of space.
Yeah.
And they weren't. So, yeah, and then they essentially weren't concerned.
Like they're due
naturally.
To,
they're used to that.
They're naturally. How do I say it? Socially distanced already.
They're naturally socially distanced, and they, you know, they also, you know, they have less of a, yeah, they got less of a packed together community.
Yeah.
And so I wouldn't be surprised that would be the example, is that, you know, essentially humans need space to thrive. You know, it's the same principle as, you know, once you get, you know, older, you need you want to have your own room, your own house, your own whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Just so you can have some space.
Yeah, honestly, I'm not sure though.
About space?
Not really about space, but I'm still thinking about, like, if humanity is in the no-fly zone. You know?
Oof.
Because a lot of theorists are saying, like, yes, humanity is in the no-fly zone, right? Because of all of what we're doing to ourselves.
You know what would be interesting?
Hmm.
Here's a new one that I just popped into my head. What if we're in the no-fly zone, not because we're, you know, savage or whatever, but because we became intelligent? Because the idea of this is, it's kind of the funny thing about, you know, oh, the pyramids were made by aliens, or constructed by aliens. There's also, You guys remember the first Thor movie?
Yeah.
I never actually watched it.
I think so.
So in the very first Thor movie, there's a line that one of the Warriors 3 says to Thor, is that you can't go back to Midgard, wave your hand, your hammer, summon some lightning, and they worship you as a god. Mm-hmm. And so this is the idea that just popped into my head. What if we're in the we're not in a quote-unquote no-fly zone, but no one wants to deal with us because they can't manipulate us like they could before?
Oh, maybe.
You know, before they could, in theory, before they could come down, you know, show us all their fancy stuff, and we'd say, man, these guys are gods. They're deities. They came from the sky. They must be angels.
Uh-huh.
But now, you know, with every person, with so many people who are atheists or nihilists or whatever Nietzsche came up with. I think Nietzsche came up with a nihilist. Or no, yeah. The one where you're destined to become God.
Yeah.
Or something like that. Now that everyone's got a different point of view on religion, now they're just like, they're not useful to harvest for.
It's not worth it.
Yeah. It's not, we're not going to try diplomacy with those people.
Yeah.
They understand it now.
They understand that we're just trying to manipulate them. I mean, honestly, at this point, I feel like you're kind of saying that, but they still wouldn't know that humanity's still easy to manipulate.
What if you're manipulating us?
Exactly.
What if you're an alien?
If you vote for me for president of the universe, you get free Big Macs for a year.
Blinks sideways.
Just blinks like a lizard, man.
Blinks sideways.
Yeah.
I blinked
that. I mean, like, the thing is, it's so easy to manipulate humanity still. Because there's still cancel culture.
But there's a subsection of humanity that's not.
It's only a small group of people, though, and that's the minority. I mean, like, if they're allowed enough.
The minority isn't, the idea would be, or, I mean, you could still argue that the minority are in control.
Honestly,
so actually, this
it's like a royalty. Like, there's not many of them, but they're still considered in command.
Yeah. So you would essentially have two ways of doing it. Yes, the minority can manipulate us.
Minorities.
But if you know, it's kind of like those who have power are afraid to lose it.
Mm-hmm.
So like, sure, aliens could come down, you know, use some stuff. And, you know, try to manipulate the masses.
Yep.
But they're not going to fool the people. They're going to have a harder time fooling the people who are in power.
Mm-hmm.
You could actually.
A lot of people were saying Donald Trump was an alien.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Bro, remember that?
I came across that after he left office. I was like, wait, what?
Yeah.
People thought Trump was the Antichrist?
Yeah. When Trump came into office, they thought he was the Antichrist or an alien. For some reason.
I've heard the Antichrist one, not the alien one.
Yeah, I've never heard either. The Antichrist alien.
It's your fault that you're constantly on your phone.
Okay.
I lost it.
I'm listening.
That's not what he's talking
about.
What
the fuck?
Oh, dang it. I just...
Oh, darn it. I just had it.
Man. What was it? So...
Something about Trump being the Antichrist?
No, it was before. It was before
alien.
That we were talking about
aliens trying to manipulate.
Oh, you could compare it to people who form quote unquote cults or form cults.
Yeah.
And compare it to how they run things, and then how the government comes and steps in,
mm-hmm.
or how other religions come and say you're not a real religion,
mm-hmm.
and something like that. So you know, you have this you have this one person who's extremely good at manipulation, who's extremely, you know, persuasive.
Yeah.
And he gets this following of 10, then 20, then 30, then 50, sometimes, you know, hundreds of people who follow him around.
Yeah.
And the, you know, the standing government, they see what's happening. They don't really care for it because they're like, hey, this guy's questioning what authority we have and saying this is right and that's wrong. And wow, that's literally the story of Jesus. So they go out and they kill the cult leader.
Christianity lore?
Christianity lore.
You didn't have to kill.
No.
So wait, is Jesus an alien?
That's all, bro. I'm sure y'all have heard that joke, but that wouldn't. But I'm sure there's a deeper, you know, theory to it.
Yeah.
You know, kind of.
Jesus.
Shut the fuck up.
I'm getting my.
I am in love with Jesus now.
Jesus. Jesus.
No.
Yeah.
Well, I guess just talking about
people dying and all that. Great segue, by the way.
Great segue.
Because next, ghosts.
Next
y'all believe ghosts
was...
are real?
I believe in a little presence of it.
What do you
presence
mean by
that? Of, like, people being able to leave, like, I don't know how to explain it. Like, leave
I
a...
Like, I feel like there definitely could be, like, ghosts, but I don't think there's ever been really a perfectly accurate representation of what the after or what ghosts are.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I feel like...
What do you... How do you mean? Because most ghosts tend... The prime kind of definition, most general definition, is someone who is between the living and the dead.
Yeah.
Or someone who is, you know, transitioning from life to death.
Yeah.
I mean, or between lives, I guess, if you're, you know, if you, you know, believe in reincarnation.
Hmm.
So, essentially, a ghost is any spirit that lingers after its body has passed.
Yeah, actually,
yeah, like,
yeah,
if
yeah,
they
yeah,
have, like, a vendetta or something that they need to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
It is,
Luigi's Mansion.
Yeah.
Ghosts are weird.
Ah! I was like, what?
There's such a... There's much more of a stigma against them as opposed to aliens. You know, people have a hard time, you know, believing that aliens, you know, are among us or whatever.
Uh-huh.
But they don't have a hard time believing that there's a possibility of aliens outside. Spirits and ghosts are a little bit harder because the entire idea is that they are. How they are among us, and that they've always been among us, and so it's. That's a great game,
dude.
Every single time you say "among us," he's just smirking his ass off, man.
That game has ruined that fucking. That phrase, bro. You can't do
it.
You can't use that phrase.
Oh, bro, there's a
we
book.
We go from a serious aliens are here into
to fucking ghosts and then just among us.
But that's the thing. That's the whole point. Is that it's easier to believe that there's a possibility of something out there, not on this planet, as opposed to something that's right here, that's been here for a long time, long ass time, and that's, you know, been
and
here.
It's been with us this entire time.
You know, and so it's stuff like that. And I think, you know, of course, there's a bit more science behind the idea of aliens, and the idea of an afterlife and spirituality kind of gets the short end of the stick as far as it comes to, you know, actually studying it.
Mm-hmm.
There's lots of people who do take it seriously. But there's also, you know, a bunch of frauds, and there's a lot that, you know, you could say we don't understand about it.
Mm-hmm.
Because energy transferation is a real thing that happens.
Mm-hmm.
And so one of the more scientific ideas is that, you know, that's what your spirit is. Your spirit is energy.
Yeah.
And so, basically when you die, your energy passes through, or passes back into the earth, I think would be a good way to describe it, or into the atmosphere, into the aether.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But if it doesn't, then, you know, something's kind of holding your energy there, and that's kind of where the more ghosts pop up.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. I feel like I honestly strongly believe that ghosts don't exist because, so human body is, well, what, like just energy, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But like, I feel like the brain is wired in such a way where it is able to think for itself, right?
Right.
So like, it is just using energy to create life from it, right? There's no like, external source like a human soul or like a spiritual energy within a person, right?
So here's actually what I'm thinking.
Just
of
gotta
what,
taste
something. Let me see if
up.
This is what you're thinking about. The basic idea is that the brain is a tool.
Yeah.
And it essentially, you know, the quote spirit is just raw energy. There's nothing personal about it.
Yeah.
So there wouldn't be a way to form a spirit or a ghost.
Yeah, pretty much. On how, like, if you... So, like, how the human brain works is it is just electrical pulses
mm-hmm.
that go through a wire of networks to,
right.
like, retrieve memory or to function a human body or all that stuff, right? So, if humanity were to get, I guess, so technological advances that they are just able to create, you know, living AI,
yeah.
like we're almost doing right now,
mm-hmm.
or just, like, transferring a human mind into electricity, into a computer, for a person to be immortal inside, like, an electrical system, right?
Yeah.
And, honestly, I'm a strong believer of, like, eventually humanity will get to a point where AI will take over and humanity will kind of, like, go extinct.
There's...
torch.
Pretty much.
Yeah, you want a crazy story?
Sure.
There's this film, it's an old film, called Invasion of the Humanoids.
Mm-hmm.
And the basic, it's old, and you get, and if you want to watch it, go watch it, because it is good. But the basic idea is, apocalypse happened, whatever. Humans aren't reproducing fast enough, so we made some robots. Some actually, you know, kind of like C-3PO robots to walk around and actually help us with like chores and buildings and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
And what ended up happening was they essentially created AI who thought they were human.
Mm-hmm.
And what they did was they were essentially just going to gaslight every single electronic AI creature into thinking that they're human, transfer human minds into the robots.
Mm-hmm.
And then you would go about your life as if nothing happened.
Mm-hmm.
And they could essentially just replicate, you know, the ideas of...
humans?
Humans. And so that's one of those theories that's, I think, is the most terrifying. Because it's one thing for, you know, the Terminators to come and we wipe out in the Glorious Rebellion.
Yeah.
It's another thing to get literally uploaded to something new. And, you know, you never knew you were gone.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, I like, the thing is, here's the thing. So, it's weird to say, but let's say we get to the point where humanity is able to upload their minds into a computer.
Mm-hmm.
Would your physical consciousness follow it and you be conscious in a computer, or would it be a separate entity that has the same mindset as you,
yeah,
but it is not you.
It probably be a clone.
Will just a clone.
Yeah.
It
pretty
just
much
you.
Just a clone.
That's essentially
so like your original
like
self
original
is
you,
gone,
and then now there's a version of you from that specific.
Yeah,
time
and it's
when
just
you
like a mimic, and your consciousness doesn't follow. It just dies with your body.
Yeah,
pretty
that's
much.
The fear, and that was I think the main point of that movie. And I actually recently saw
that's
a
very a
comic
question,
strip
actually.
That was essentially that. It's like, hey. When you billionaires who upload their minds to a robot, seeing you know a robot take their body as they burn in hell or something
yeah.
like that,
or people that freeze their brains
mm-hmm.
and until we're able
Disney
to upload them into robot bodies.
No.
Walt Disney.
That's weird.
The cryogenic chambers.
Do not bring up the fucking Walt
Disney
sure cryogenic.
Debunk that
he's
again.
Out
yeah.
there. He's alive.
No,
he's
they debunked
there.
That.
He's
in Guadalajara, bro. He's chilling.
He's waiting.
I feel like cryo-freezing a human would do more harm than good to the person. Because with water expanding when it freezes, it would
just
mess up so much of your core, like, blood vessels and all that stuff
oh,
in the
yeah,
human body.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I've seen somewhere that doing that would...
Yeah.
It actually, it kills
it would, like,
you.
Destroy your body.
Though I...
My body is...
Though, I don't know, because there's a story about this lady who got... I don't know if it was... I don't forget. It doesn't matter who, if it was lady or man. But they were walking in
both.
In a... They were going somewhere in a blizzard. Their vehicle broke down. They started hiking. And they
mm-hmm.
essentially fell over from exhaustion.
Mm-hmm.
And it snowed, blizzard got down to like negative something.
Mm-hmm.
They went to the hospital for like a month.
Yeah.
No problem.
Mm-hmm.
And so while I think there's, you know, there's probably that initial fear, because it's like, well, are we going to risk it?
Mm-hmm.
And I wouldn't be surprised if the reason we're taking so long to get AI bodies is because we don't know enough about the human brain.
Mm-hmm.
Because we can't just, you know, cut open a healthy human brain person's head and do
and
stuff
just, like,
with
start
it.
Messing with it to try and upload
yeah,
it.
And publish that stuff.
Oh, yeah, what am I doing?
That's crazy.
That's crazy.
I'm throwing it in there.
Yep.
We're going for pizza. We have to hit you on. We have to knock you up first, though.
Based.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, I think it is just that initial fear that we're fearful about on how like AI could just mimic us and it'll just be a clone.
Nothing.
And our own conscious self would just be left to rot while there's a clone of you just living your life that you're supposed to live.
Yeah, it's weird.
Oh, I remember what's gonna ask that.
There's,
would y'all be okay with that?
Someone else lives.
I would. If I'm unaware,
would you be okay with it going on?
No.
I have to be unaware.
If I die, I want my life to end right then and there. I don't want another entity or a thing
to
live
John.
My life.
Here's the thing, John.
Hmm.
You don't have a spirit or a soul.
Yeah.
So you don't know. You don't
but
know
here's the thing.
After
I don't
dead,
have a spirit or
matter.
A soul. But I still have my own consciousness, right?
Yeah.
So I wouldn't necessarily say that as a soul or a spirit,
mm-hmm.
but it's weird because...
Are you like saying like you transfer over, but you're sitting in the back of the AI's head?
Not necessarily. So like how I think of it is... To upload your mind into like an AI or a robot,
right?
Your original brain has to die,
right?
Right, and so that consciousness, the one that we are in right now, would die, and it would just be a copy of that over, and that would just be a brand new person that you have no control over.
So it's just a more ish thing.
Yeah,
I can understand
on how like if I were to die, but I would have uploaded. My mind into like an AI, right?
Yeah.
That would just be a different person at that point.
Yeah. Because I understand that because that is I think a more moralistic approach. Because there's, you know, in theory, there's no harm in a copy of you living so long as you're dead.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just kind of like, would you want other people to, would you want to just end up, you know, essentially in a world where everyone does it? But they never know that they're just dying. So it's essentially like a false hope or like a pointless thing to do.
Yeah.
When you're literally, you know, it's, you know.
Like, let's say, like, your parents do that, right? Like, you are on the false hope of they are still there, but they have already.
Oh, yeah. That makes that 10 times worse now that you brought up other people.
Yeah. Yeah. Now you can think of it. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind it. I don't know.
No
I mean,
way you
yeah,
would mind it.
I wouldn't mind
bro,
it.
Bro, if your parents
like, if
tested
I'm gonna,
you for all eternity,
can I spectate like what my other
no, I would just ignore him. Never mind.
You wouldn't spectate because your original consciousness would be long gone.
Yeah.
It would just be a separate entity, in quote, living your life, but you would never know about it.
I'd just like to see how far I would go.
I feel like that entity would kill itself within like a week.
Yes.
Probably, yeah.
By the way, Tyler's off work.
Program...
So Tyler, I'm another
program created to ask moral questions.
Yeah.
Becomes
too self-aware and
becomes,
suicidal.
No, becomes racist after.
Oh, no.
Also, apparently, if you tell like an AI art to draw a self-portrait, it usually comes out like as a fucked up demon.
Okay. You want to do it right now?
Go for it.
Yeah.
Well, I don't have any more image like making credit shit. But you want
to like
go,
while
like,
you
do one?
That, I can
I
keep
do.
On talking.
Yeah, go for it.
Good.
Yeah.
So like, yeah, off of that moral thing, right? Like, are you really okay, Joshua, that if you were to just copy your mind over to a robot or an AI, you're willing to just die and let that AI, in quote, live?
Yeah.
Your life.
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah.
What's your thought
like,
process?
What would I lose? Like, I'm gonna die anyways.
Mm-hmm.
What would I lose? What would I gain if I was...
Like, you would gain nothing.
Exactly. I would gain the knowledge like, hey, he might do something. Who knows? He might help.
That's
he's
literally
probably
just,
not gonna do shit.
So
it's me.
So
but still.
Here's the thing. So you're. So let me get this straight. You're pretty much thinking about it as you having a child.
I don't know what this program
on
is.
How
this one works.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I'm putting my ideals into it, so hopefully it'll do good shit.
You know,
yeah,
my
so that's literally a child.
Don't put any modifiers.
Man.
So you're imagining you uploading
no,
your mind to an AI as you passing it on to the next generation like a child.
Yes.
Alright, I want to do this twice. Okay, you know,
I feel like to me it's just a moral thing. I'm be honest. What about you, Sam?
Yeah, because that was my original thought process was like, I'm dead, so it doesn't really matter. I'm not aware of it, so it doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
But if you think of it like, you want, when you're, think of it, you know, like someone you love. Like you find your wife or husband, they die, and you're like, oh, let me upload it. But then in like a few...
Let me upload my soul to YouTube. But
and then, like,
Futurama episode, why this is a fucked up concept?
Probably.
I think it was. Yeah. Where they were, like, fucking, like, Fry died and Leela made a robot Fry, and then, like, she wanted to, and then she, like, then she died, and then they made a robot Leela, and then the robot's fucked, and then, I don't remember.
Yeah, no, the AI thing didn't work, man.
It did not work.
That's cringe.
What the fuck is
that bottom right one?
This guy?
Yeah, what is that, like, man?
Yo, it's you.
Why do you got a big ass forehead?
Bro, that's great. That's a great portrait, bro. I'm gonna save that.
Bro, that's you.
What they probably do.
Here.
But no, I think what they do with that, Matt, they put on that filter, hey, gothic horror style.
Perchance. Oh, I remember. I would use like the free image creators. I put in just the words the end, and it would come up with like dark and gloomy shit. It was cool.
Maybe, yeah. This one's free. They just. Like,
I mean, here's the thing, though, Joshua.
Yeah.
Think about it for a loved one, you know?
Yeah.
So,
Josh don't love nobody.
I'll be honest.
I don't care.
You don't care about your parents.
No, but
I,
like
I
when
care.
Like
I
in your, like just think theoretically, you know,
funny
you're
dog.
Married or you're married, you've got some kids. One of the kids dies prematurely.
L.
I
Do
would
you,
be fine with that.
You
I wouldn't
upload,
like
you
I wouldn't like fully
you copy
like,
them to
I
the
would,
AI.
Would I be, if I would,
and let's say
if
know,
I could ask,
let's
like,
say somehow you find out, like, this is some, you know, actually, this is like a horror film or TV show, and like, a few months go by, and you find out that something's wrong, that they're not actually who they should be. You don't have any problem with that?
Well, yeah, if you put it like that, yeah, obviously.
That's
okay.
What we're trying to get at.
That's what we're trying to get at. It's not so much as a personal issue. It's like, oh, well, I'm dead. Like, if you're alone, it doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, as soon as, you know, you bring in other people to the equation, it changes
a lot.
Imagine, like, you spend, yeah. like, your life with someone just to realize they aren't even that person. Just
exactly.
Like a recreation of that.
Like,
person.
It is just a recreation. It is just a bunch of ones and zeros.
It's like if
I
put...
I feel like
you
if,
would
I, didn't
button,
know
okay,
the per- if I didn't know
yeah,
who
pretty
the person
much.
Was before they
like,
were AI, I feel like I
yeah,
wouldn't care.
It's
but,
Joshua just said that.
Yeah.
Or not said what you said, but that actually is such a good point. It's
if
like if you just hit the reset button on a person, it is still the person that you know, but they're just not there anymore.
Mm-hmm.
On how like they started from zero. They don't know who you are, but you know who they are.
Uh-huh.
They have to continue living their life not knowing who you are, but you, at the back of your mind, saying, I used to know this person, but now they're no longer the
you
person.
You were checking that in case it stopped recording, weren't you?
Oh, no, I knew. I just wanted to swap back to it so I can always check the audio levels.
Yeah. So, like, off of that, are you really okay with that?
Yeah, I'd still be okay with it.
You
with yourself
would,
becoming AI?
With myself becoming AI.
What about other people?
What about
like
other people? Come? That depends. If they want... If like if they give their consent to it,
what if I
then I'd be
like
all
what
right,
if I agree to like my new like AI self being sent to like fucking Guatemala so they never get to so there's like a high chance they never interact
they
with
get it. Sent off into the coal mines
to Guatemala
bro
the fucking coal
no,
mines
that would be a trafficking thing Matt that's what
yeah
they do.
Imagine being dead and getting trafficked bro
that sucks.
That fucking sucks dude.
So when we say AI, are we talking like a robot with your consciousness,
AI.
Or are we just, or not with your consciousness, but to mimic your consciousness, or just like an AI chatbot?
Nah, you are, you, Yeah, you upload yourself and you're now the VTuber.
That's
what the future definition of VTuber is going to be. Just people who are like, I'm in the aether, I am anime now.
Is there like a robot that like can perfectly mimic how you look and act?
Or yeah.
Is it just like...
It's pretty much a robot. So pretty much we're going off of
it's
how...
It's you, but not you.
Yeah. On like how the mind is functioning. On how it is just electrical nerves. Just... stimulating the brain to move muscles to remember and do actions, right? So if we just take those electrical nerve endings and just put them into a computer with all this electricity and stuff, it is going to be able to perfectly mimic your speech, your accent, your movement, your everything. But your consciousness does not go with it.
I see. And there's no way I can coexist with this thing for a bit before, like...
You can coexist with it.
Oh, bet.
Yeah.
That's on you,
so,
bro.
That's on you
that's
if
on
you
bro.
Want to coexist with it.
I'd be
like,
my own
you
best
upload,
friend, nigga.
Like, if you upload your mind to, like, a
fuck
robot,
everyone else,
you would live with your robot, pretty much. Yep. But the thing is, do you really want to live with yourself? Genuinely?
I'd fuck the shit out of myself.
Honestly, probably.
Ah, hell no.
Because I'll be honest with you, I don't think I can live with myself.
And you'd probably just be fucking like, man, I'm gonna kill myself.
Yeah,
both of y'all be like
we would literally kill each other.
Do we kill each other or do we kill ourselves?
Yeah, I
literally,
feel like y'all would both say, man, we want to kill each other.
You could
decide
first.
Who
no,
kills
no,
yeah,
kill
literally.
Meanwhile, me and my other guy, it's like, hey, yo, you see this new furry form?
Dude, what if that happened, bro? What if your AI self turns evil and wants to kill you?
Nah, you know what would be hilarious,
cringe.
Though? You get uploaded, you're sitting in the back of your head, you can't affect them at all, but you can just fuck with their dreams.
That would be funny. I'd be fine with that. Now, that's something I would live with.
Just,
you'd be like, cool, I'm gonna ruin this nigga's day.
Just everything you see, you just see it, and then, like, it's recorded, so, like, you just go into the save file.
He's the
and, like,
oh, yeah!
He's the only
oh,
person yeah. the coolest thing
it's like, hey, remember this one thing you did, like, when you were 6 years old?
Oh, you don't have anxiety about that?
Oh, now you do!
Let me just punch it.
Oh my god, I just thought of, what if
we're AI and that little voice in the back of our head?
It's just us pissing ourselves off. It's just like, no, what? Run him over.
No, bro, you can't do it!
That's
you
illegal.
Can't do it!
You see, but the age of consent in Japan is 16.
Oh my god, shut up about that.
It's actually lower.
It's 13 now.
What is it?
That is not...
What?
That is not real.
That is not real.
Man, search it up right now.
Look that up right now.
Age of consent in Japan.
I love that we went from talking about AIs to how old can you fuck someone from Japan?
Nah, it was just natural. Okay, overview, legal, varies, jurisdiction. Okay, in Asia.
Well, Asia.
Let's just ask the World Atlas. The Whale Atlas. Okay.
13.
Oh.
I told y'all.
No, it's offense to any person to engage in sexual intercourse with a female partner less than 13.
Less than.
So she has to be 13 or above.
Consent is 13
what
in Japan,
the
right?
fuck?
Hold
That's
on.
Crazy.
Nah.
Man, y'all doubted me. Nah, Japan's fucked.
I thought that was an African country.
Nigga,
yeah,
Zimbabwe,
dude,
that shit is nine.
Nah, hold on.
In African
countries, the age of consent is way lower.
The moment they pop out of the womb, you can fuck them.
No, like
any
nine
person from
or some shit
child
like that.
To commit obscene acts is also stipulates that it's illegal for any employer to send a children below 15 to sell wares in a store that carry out sex-related businesses.
Well, looks like I'm moving to Japan.
Also,
now.
Bars, you know, from less. Okay, 18 years and male slaves. So you can't get married without parental. What? Okay. It has no closing age exceptions with persons age less than 13 persecuted for rape in spite of age difference, even if the other part is consenting.
What? Yeah, I'm looking at porn and kids.
That is so...
I'm not gonna out you, bro, but what the fuck did I just see?
So...
I was about to make a joke of, yo, Zhong Li's legal then.
No,
like,
shut the fuck up.
Oh my god.
Okay, they've got something that's like, you can't...
Aye, bro.
Okay.
Territory.
authorities.
Any person from causing a child to commit. That's so. That makes it seem like. It's like, in theory. That's. I don't like the way that's phrased because it's like, is it.
Oh, if, can you fuck a 13-year-old?
No! No, because it's like under 18, you it's can't. Sort of fuck up. You know. You can't. You can't persuade them or like, quote, force them to do it.
So if they want to commit the fuck?
But that's like, but that.
So, but if you're I'm still grooming.
It, no, but if I'm you're reading still grooming. It that way, it's like, oh, so if they're older than 18, rape is fine.
I mean,
that can't.
Have
be,
you seen the punishments for groping people in Japan?
What is it?
It is not bad at all.
Oh, it's not bad.
No, it's not bad at all.
Oh no, Jaden Animation is like a VTuber now.
She's been a VTuber.
For a while.
That is,
now
she's like no, that is the biggest VTuber. Cap. No, that yeah, is the biggest. No, no, that is the biggest freaking cap because. What?
Go to the Google, and type in like. The crime of committing.
Okay.
What is it? Oh, groping. Punishment of groping in Japan.
Let me just
hold on. Joji told a story that he got molested by an old guy on a train station as well. Joji, pink guy.
Oh,
he got molested by an old guy on Japan also.
Yeah.
I get punished for committing a crime. No.
Execution.
Anti-groping seminar.
Anti-groping seminar?
No. But nah, I'm gonna tell you this, Matt.
Yo.
I don't understand why people are like, oh, I'm now a VTuber, even though they've always had a
PNG.
A semi. PNG, a semi, like, animated character. They just weren't, you know, motion tracking it yet.
Well, now she's like,
they're
actually
PNG tubers. That's completely different.
PNG
tubers.
No, because
PNG tubers.
That is an actual thing.
Yes, I know.
It's
it
a
is.
Thing.
Dude, Matt found one on Overwatch.
Oh
I did.
Oh, yeah. We were playing a match. Yeah,
I remember. Okay, but the VTubers are like for streaming. This is like a new, like, yeah, I get what you're saying. They've had like PNG avatars. That's just like a fucking persona or fursona.
No, but that's the thing. It's this exact same concept. The only difference is that one is not, you know,
one's moving, one's not moving.
One people throw thousands of dollars.
One's got big titties,
but here's the thing: you could also, in theory, you know, stream with a PNG artist or whatever.
Can I eat that
tuber? What?
What? Can I eat that?
No.
Can I eat that candle, bro? This pink one looks really tasty.
Oh, shit. Yo, is that pink lemonade?
But Matt, the idea would be, you know, you have your setting avatar, and like whenever you speak, you know, it glows with your voice or whatever.
PNG too.
And then, your PNG, and then you would just have buttons that you could press whenever you're like, quote, making a reaction. You know, you just press it.
He's so realistic.
These are ripe. What?
These are ripe.
You do not eat the ornaments, Matt.
Matt, put it.
You fat fuck. Put down the ornaments.
They look like apple.
They look like apples.
I can see myself. You're fucking up again, man. It's actually getting tangled.
Oh, yo, you got golden apples?
Oh my goodness. Well, thanks for watching this episode of Behind the Dumpster.
Oh, we're really done?
Oh, we're done already?
Yeah.
Gamers.
Unless y'all guys want to get back on track.
Oh, what are we talking about?
It is your fault!
Pink lemonade!
No, hold on, I'll bring it back. Because...
So we're talking about AI.
Here's the question, because... Let's say it's not a physical body.
Yeah.
You're getting uploaded into essentially just a VR headset. You're getting Sword Art Online into, you know...
Isekai?
No! You can't Isekai!
You're getting Isekai plugged in to the internet.
Here's the thing, though. With Isekai and getting Sword Art Online, your consciousness is following you.
Yeah. But here, let's just drop the whole idea that, you know, let's just say it's not... Let's just say your conscious does go.
All right.
Yes, since it's, you know...
Can I be a beta tester?
You're a beta tester and a cheater.
Put on the headset that can kill you. You know that people are actually making
it for a joke.
The exploding headset.
Oh, yeah. There's a headset now where if you die in a game, it blows up 3 pistons into your head.
What the
shit? Look it up right now. Dude,
what?
The original creator of virtual reality made a headset where if you die in the game, it sends a signal to a headset that you're wearing that has three pistons that kills you.
It was actually inspired.
Fuck you.
It was actually fucking inspired.
Oculus founder claims he made a VR headset that actually kills you if you die in the game.
Nah.
Okay, a new headset that can kill you in real life if you die. The device was inspired by SAO, the Japanese novel series. Okay, luckily launched before selling Facebook during his tenure. Rift in VR tech. Big bet, bro. What the crap?
Yeah. It is a literal headset that kills you if you die in the game.
Okay. Let's theorize about this
now.
God. Would you
put
that...
How you get
I've seen something like that, you know, at the, you know, when they're, like, stim testing or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But it was a bodysuit. And basically, the idea is that now you get to... it's 4D and you get to feel it. And, you know, the essential beta test, or the test that they were just showing off was, like, it was, like, a kind of a... a small clicking taser thing.
Are you talking about the haptic feedback suits?
I think that's, 100%. But the idea was, you're going to feel everything now. Like, you're getting shot, they're going to simulate getting shot.
Mm-hmm.
And so, something that just popped into my head that I just, you know, kind of spat out, was the idea of overstimulation. You just die to the overstimulation of pain. Because, like, how many, like... because every game is just Rainbow Six, and
I'm like, here's the thing. So here's the thing.
Shot.
So SAO honestly did that for one of its settings on how there was a person that was a dev of the game, and he was able to mess with the haptic feedback of pain simulation in the game.
Yeah,
are you talking about the second season?
Yes, on how it was a scale between 1 and 10. 1 is just like a mild pinch if you get stabbed in the chest, right?
Mm-hmm.
But if it's all the way up to 10, it will stimulate your pain receptor so much it will leave a scar on where you got stabbed. And it would be so painful that you might die from shock.
I mean, the guy did get
in the nuts.
The guy did get, like,
pretty much.
It can infect your body. Like,
yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. He lost sight in one eye.
Would y'all?
And...
would y'all put on
and so pretty much, like, different games would have different scalings to it. Like, for example, Rainbow Six Siege, right? Like you said earlier, since you die so often, its pain dial would be, like, a little bit back. Because you'll be dying every single game, pretty much.
That shit is a 99.
Or, like, if you play, like, a game called, like,
SAO.
Imagine playing Overwatch, getting hit with a sleep dart, and just fucking falling conscious out of yourself.
Pretty much.
Okay, but would y'all put on the headset if, like... to play a game where if you won, you could get a large cash prize, like, say, $100,000.
Do I actually die, though?
$100,000
yes,
or I die.
No, bro.
No.
Yes.
You're going to have to make that $100 billion.
Look, here's the thing. If I'm willing to put my life on the line...
okay, but this is not a team game. This
I
is
better
this
be
is,
in so much fucking poverty, Matt.
Yeah.
Dude.
But this is... We'll say this. What's a good game to say?
Like, here's the thing. For me to do that, I would be in so much poverty, it's better to die than live.
On God.
Right, but hey, at least at that point, what do you have to lose?
Exactly.
You either die
that is the point. That is the point right
win.
Now.
If you okay,
that is the point
if
right
you
now.
Right
on
now,
for me to do this, I would want to die.
You would
if
have
you
to be
offered,
bottom of the pit.
Okay, let's,
you
so
go
right
in
now.
As like I am going to try hard this so flipping hard that it doesn't.
That it
okay,
doesn't.
It doesn't matter
right,
if I come
if
back or not.
Right
this
now,
is my one last chance.
If
yeah.
you're right now given the offer to compete in a like a. Let's say a 25-player deathmatch
mm-hmm.
with
a
that headset
royale.
On. Yeah, a battle royale deathmatch. You are your own player. There's no luck elements involved. You're dropped in. Everyone has the same loot, the same circumstances. You're just trying to be the last one surviving.
Here's the
and
thing.
The thing. The cash prize, $10 million.
Here's the thing. I would never do that.
You would
because
never do
that. My morals are telling me if I go into this and kill a player, I actually killed that person.
You
that is
are.
True.
That
yeah.
is, yeah, you are. You're
yeah,
literally
exactly.
just pulling the trigger.
Like, pulling the trigger to kill someone just for monetary gain. I would not do that.
But only $10 million.
Exactly.
Like, what's... no.
Like, for
hey,
you...
you better make that
like,
shit.
For you to take the life of 24 other people.
Here's the other thing, Matt. Like, actual trained people would do that. Like, actual trained hitmen or whoever would do it. And they're going to
no
chance.
In the nicest way possible, going to shit on you. absolutely zero way you're going to win that.
All right, let's do a different one then.
No, you know what they do? It's not even insta-death.
How much are y'all...
You have to watch the respawn timer tick down as they teabag the crap out of your body. Existential dread fills your body. And then
you blow up. All
right, here's a different thing. Like, it's kind of the same idea, but different. How much would you put on a coin flip that where losing the coin flip would cost your life?
Nothing.
What
it's
do you
a
mean?
Fucking coin flip. That is literally
like,
just a.
What are you willing to put on the line for a coin flip that would otherwise result in your death?
Immortality? You
so, what are you willing to gain from a 50-50, pretty much?
$1 billion?
You're getting called.
That's not you. That spam. Watch this.
Dude, if I heard that in the middle of the night, I would fucking piss myself. But yeah, what are you willing to, like, wager?
I would
on a 50-50 chance.
$1 billion on a 50-50 chance.
So, hold
on. $1 billion is like the perfect amount where like you're not too rich where you just go fucking stupid mode and you just lose all of it, but not enough, not low enough that like eventually you run out.
So it's just like
die.
I've got no choice.
You have to put something like what yeah,
no,
you're
but,
forced
so
to
it's
put
like,
something on the line.
Yeah, so it's like I have so it, no, but
dollar.
I have to flip the coin.
Yes.
What would I want if I could have anything?
Here, hold on.
Because it doesn't make
I think
sense.
The way that you want to put this is depending on how much you put on the line for a 50-50 is how much you gain back.
What? No, I mean, no.
No, that doesn't.
Like,
no, he's talking about what
like,
you
what are you willing to wager
50-50?
Your life on? Like, say, you like someone came up to you and held a coin in hand and said, if this lands on tails... You die. You'll die. But if it lands on heads, what would you want? What would you want?
So just a wish.
So it's just
so
it's a wish.
Just
it's
a
just
wish.
A wish
free
for
a
life.
Wish.
It's
yeah,
a genie
much.
Wish with no restrictions.
It's a genie wish, but you.
Or no.
There's a 50-50 chance that it just kills
yeah.
you.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know because like I'm thinking of it's like.
Anyways,
oh,
I have a 50-50. Quarter right here.
Because you're saying like let me, you're like oh let me wager something. Wager you have to give something.
Yeah.
That's what I was saying.
So
that's what I was
there.
Thinking.
So the real question is
you're
like
wagering your life.
Yeah, that's the thing is like it's like oh you're,
the way you worded it was so weird.
Let me wager my life to see if I'm gonna die.
You know what? Actually, I have a better. I have a. It's more of a solid choice. Would you wager your life for the chance to revive someone?
No.
Who is
it? I have.
That's
any
the
one
only
of your
question
choice.
I have.
Any one of your choice.
Look. I
you're
have no one in my
life
that I care about that's dead right now.
Got you. But yeah, you're wagering your life for the chance to revive anyone you want. It doesn't matter how evil, how good, how close, how far.
Your mom. If I was just bottom of the pit, I would do MLK just to screw with people.
Oh
that or Malcolm X.
God.
One of the two, you know.
Nah,
dude.
Hitler.
Yeah,
Hitler.
Yeah. Fucking dickhead and just do Hitler.
Like, hey, yo, this shit gonna be funny.
It's like,
no, because Hitler would get,
Michigan,
you know, insta.
No,
he'd be like, he'd like flip the coin. It's like, okay, who would you like to revive? Hitler. Are you sure? Hitler.
Nah,
okay,
nah.
Because
here's
who else would
I feel like Hitler would get insta. Instantly thrown in jail, instantly, you know, put if not put to death, you know.
But here's the thing. If they were to revive, would they be their full grown body? Or
yeah.
would it be
yeah,
a
baby.
Baby to be born
it would
to
be,
become?
They would be revived in the state that they died in.
So
well, without like the bullet in his head.
Okay.
Basically, like,
why not just age like
I wouldn't say age. No, like the exact same age he was when he died.
Yeah, because I feel like I if I just 40s. Wanted to screw
yeah.
it. Because, like, Hitler's
I bring back
just comes back, he auto goes to jail.
Yeah.
Someone like MLK or Malcolm X, they're gonna get the chance to see
before.
What the world's become since they've left.
It tastes good.
Abraham Lincoln.
True.
Yeah.
He just spawns back in the fucking movie theater.
he sees cats and he kills himself.
Yeah.
But something like that, because it's someone who's got notoriety, and they're going to be able, people are going to listen to them.
Who's ready for the most basic topic you can ever talk about on a podcast?
Sure.
The trolley problem.
Oh my god.
I would pull it.
Moral dilemma.
Hey. Open up the trolley problem website, because that can give you a variety of different trolley problems.
Okay.
My god.
Now, remember when this podcast was supposed to be like
about
aliens
ghosts
and ghosts?
And aliens, yeah.
Yep.
Well, that's the beauty of it.
When people die from the trolley problem, they become ghosts. There we are.
No, dude. They haunt us for the rest of our life.
I don't get...
I'm trying
so,
to
like,
find... Absurd trolley problems. There it is.
Okay.
Yes.
So... Oh, no. A trolley's heading towards five people. Pull the lever. Direct the other track. What do? I pull the lever. So the original... A trolley is heading towards five people. You pull lever, divert, kill four people. What do? Do nothing.
Ooh.
Why would you do nothing, though?
Yeah, we need, like, that's what I want to say. I want us to discuss this to realize what our morals are. Go to the next one, then we'll talk about it.
It doesn't, I don't know, because there's something about, it's weird.
Because you're killing four people. Or like
a trolley is heading towards five people. You can pull the lever to divert it to the other track, but then your life savings will be destroyed. What do?
Fuck them people. They're already going to get run over.
What
is
your
my money?
How much money do you have right now?
I got $5. No. I got like 3K saved up.
Your life savings.
It's your life savings. You still have your job.
Are we saying that if you kill the people, do you get the money? Like,
you don't kill them because they're already going to get run over anyway.
This runs over.
Can I just pretend that the lever doesn't work?
Yeah.
Oh, no, guys. No. I'm trying. Oh, no.
No. So you're willing to sacrifice the life of five people for your own personal monetary gain?
Yes. I don't know.
So here's the thing, though. It's for us, it's less of a problem, I think.
Really?
Because we're... in a point of our lives where, sure, it suck, but, you know, we're still
able to earn that money.
We can still earn some of that money back, and if we were really, you know, down in the dumps, we have the resources to gain it back.
Yeah.
Mm. But it's like, there's two extremes, I think.
I mean, I just...
No, actually, there's no. There's only one... There's...
Because
the
only
extreme...
See, that's the thing.
No, this is garbage. This is garbage. Here's why this is garbage. Because the only people this is going to affect is the person who is, like, the sole moneymaker for their family. Like, the person who's at home, they're poor as shit, they're the only person who has steady income, and they have to... And they got kids or a wife... or whoever who's depending on them. Because it's like, anybody else, they still got their job.
Yeah.
Okay. They still got, you know, if they're married, their wife probably still has a job. So, like, this doesn't, like, affect Elon Musk. Yeah, he's down however much money he's saved, but he's gonna make it back.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. You know?
Like, kind of like Jeff Bezos on how he was married, but
yeah.
His wife divorced him for half his money. He made that back in, like, a month.
Yeah. And even this, it's like, what does it mean by life savings? Is it, like, all the money you have now? Like, physical money? Or is it, like...
I feel like life
set
savings...
aside specifically.
I feel like with life savings, it is at the end of your life.
Mm-hmm.
That is how much money you have left. That is now gone.
So, yeah.
So, you were to grow up...
We're pulling
and all that money's gone.
Because it doesn't matter. Alright. Oh. A trolley is heading towards five people. You could pull the lever to divert it on the other track. But you sacrifice yourself instead. What do?
I would pull it on myself.
I would pull it on myself, too.
Rip.
I would not.
Rip, Bozo.
Because the reason why I would pull the lever and sacrifice myself for five people is because I don't have much self...
Want.
Self...
Appreciation.
Appreciation for myself, right?
Self-confidence.
Because I feel like I'm the type of person... to, if I see a dude getting robbed, right, I would run to jump in front of the knife to just try and get that dude.
I thought you were going to say.
Right.
I see that.
I would join
robbed.
The dude robbing.
Yeah, I thought you were going to say that. I would rob them as well.
Somebody help
them.
They're kidnapping that girl. Helps kidnappers put girl
in. All right, yeah, girls, we got it. Go.
Josh, why you?
I'm a free bro. Because, like, I'm torn between the two, because, like, if you don't pull it, like, it's not really, it's like,
bitch, let me see it.
If you don't pull it, what?
If you don't pull it, it's not like you yourself is causing them to die. Like, your inaction doesn't mean, oh, damn, wait, no, now that I think about it.
Yeah, because
there's some
argument is like, hey, you know, you can you could have done something, but you didn't. Why not?
I feel like,
again, that's weird. That's weird, because that's lying.
I wouldn't.
Because it's kind of like, you know...
Also...
That's still... It's like you're living in denial at that point.
Yeah.
You know, you have to think about how, like, you yourself would react in the situation. Like, you can say that you would pull it, but the, like...
Yeah.
You have to think, would you actually...
Yeah, it's kind of like every person's perception of what they can do and like their moral what their morals are,
mm-hmm.
is completely skewed when they're, you know, calm and leveled head.
Mm-hmm.
Jordan Peterson's got a thing about it. It's basically, he puts the question is, would you have been a Nazi in Germany in, you know, the 1940s and 30s?
Yeah.
And it's, you know, and it's essentially the moral is, never deny your capacity for self-preservation or evil.
Yeah.
Because it's like, you know...
You don't know how you're going to be thinking
that time. There are, you know, so few people who are put in a situation like this that it's, you know... They don't know what they do. For me, I think it would depend on my current state of mind. Like, the things that have been happening in the past few weeks. Versus who's actually... on the track. Like, is it just random people?
Yes.
So
yeah, if it's like completely random people,
pull or do nothing.
I would do nothing.
I would pull.
Pull.
If it's nobody, since it's saying like it's people you don't know, then I would
It's just
do nothing.
Saying five people. It'll let you know whenever so like if it says like
okay.
your family.
So we pull the lever.
Okay.
Oh wait, oh. idiot. You're
I'll
an
idiot.
Say.
You're
we
an
don't
idiot.
Pull the lever. 40%
Damn, 60% of people said they wouldn't pull it.
Yeah.
No, sick, yeah.
Pull it.
Oh,
pull
fuck
it.
The plant.
Yeah.
Fuck the painting.
Fuck
it.
The painting,
pull it.
Yeah.
Pull it.
Yeah.
The Mona Lisa, there's so many fucking pictures of it. Like, we don't even need to talk about
there's
that.
There's so many copies. There's so. It's not even that great.
Don't
Rich
pull
man
it.
Offers 50,000 the lever or to kill someone else.
Here's the thing. What do you all do with then?
That is a good question.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. Fuck the rich. Do nothing.
Okay. Do nothing.
I can just rob them right then
exactly.
and there.
Exactly. Like...
Show me the money. It's a promissory note. I don't have it.
Bury me with my money.
Harry, we
lobsters, no!
Don't pull it. Don't pull it.
Yeah.
Fuck the lobsters.
No, not the lobsters!
Fuck the lobsters.
That's dinner for the cat and me, bro.
The lobsters don't know what the fuck they're doing.
Huh.
Five people who are sleeping won't feel a pain. Divert the other, running with someone who's awake inside. Okay.
Okay.
This
is
a good one because
yeah.
it's like...
They wouldn't feel anything.
It
yeah.
says they won't feel pain, so
yeah.
no matter
but
what.
But it says that. Oh, so no matter what, that's
yeah.
what we're going with?
Yeah.
yeah.
No matter what, pain. That's what.
They're still gonna die, but they won't feel like they won't feel pain. Meanwhile, Mr. Guy up there.
but it's
here's
still
the
five
thing.
People.
It's still instant.
It's still
yeah.
five
It's still
people.
Instant.
He's still gonna. Yeah.
He'll still die.
He
quickly.
Screams. He's afraid, and then his head goes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's it.
That's it.
I guess yeah. I guess pulling the lever would probably be the most sane thing to
do. I wouldn't pull.
Plus, if you kill the five people, that one man who's wide awake, that image is gonna be burned into his head for the rest of his life.
Yep.
Fuck it. He can remember that you spared
traumatize
his life.
Traumatize him.
Yeah.
Kill more people and traumatize them.
That's a weird. That's
he failed his wisdom check.
The only thing, this one just I think is trying to just throws you off
check.
Of what you would properly do.
Pull the lever. Ugh.
Really? 43 would let the five die. Strange. Five people who tied themselves to the track.
Kill them.
Kill
so
them.
So
assisted,
suicide or save a person.
I wouldn't do anything
assisted
because
suicide.
they're there on their
they
own.
They did
accord.
That to themselves.
Yeah, they did.
Look
that
how
to
happy
themselves.
That motherfucker on the left is.
Yeah.
No, on the left.
The
left
very left. To, yeah.
Look how happy that
nah,
motherfucker
don't pull the
is.
Lever. Like, why would
don't
I? Why would it. I sentence the one guy who doesn't want to be there to death when there are five people who know what's coming?
So let me ask you this question, Matt, then. If one of your siblings said they were going to go do it.
Siblings are different.
That's
than
different.
Random people.
That's,
yeah,
these
you
are
don't
five
know
random
the, you don't
people.
Know these people.
These are five random people. These are random people.
But they're someone else's siblings.
I don't
so?
Care.
Okay.
They're retarded.
I don't
they tied themselves to a track.
So if you were in France right now, you'd run over all those people
yes.
who are sitting in front of the traffic.
Look, man, I got a job
yes.
to do. if I'm running the trolley, I got a job. Just play it.
That's
only
crazy.
18 people.
Yeah.
Fuck around and find out.
transports 5 people. The lever speeds up the charge, which might be less painful.
That's... Pull the lever.
Pull the lever.
Less painful.
Might make it less painful.
It goes faster, which would be pretty cool.
So here's the thing. It's okay, literally just the original. It's just,
yeah,
would you kill,
no,
would you
here.
Do nothing and kill 5? Or nope.
No, no matter what, it kills the 5. You just decide how fast it goes.
Yeah, that's stupid.
That's crazy.
You can pull, but then you...
But then your Amazon...
What?
No! Kill
no!
Him! Kill
do
him
nothing!
Now!
Kill them!
Kill him now!
So here's the thing. Here's the thing. If your Amazon package is late, depending on how late it is, you can get a refund while it's still coming to you.
I doubt it's going to be that long enough to
do nothing, man. I got
nothing.
A new doorknob coming in. I can't wait for that.
Yeah. Kill him!
Kill him!
Slaughter!
Murder!
See? Y'all fucking retarded. Y'all retarded, bro.
Look, man, my Amazon
only
package. I bought Amazon Prime for a reason.
That's very
same
nice to know.
Same day delivery.
No, my best friend.
I would pull the lever.
So,
yeah, I would. I wouldn't pull the lever. It would be a funny joke.
You're like, hey, what?
I'd probably kill the 5.
Yeah,
because
the 5.
I know the person.
I would too, honestly. If it was one of you guys, I'd definitely kill the 5.
5 dead. Kapew.
Yeah, I don't know.
Dakota. Come on, boy.
Okay, 33.
He does not even hear you. That man is deaf and blind.
Killing one person. What do you think? That's what you think. You forgot your glasses and can't see that well. What do you do?
I feel like if
I think that's a lobster.
Okay,
up to
this
pull
is
it.
No, this is me. If I didn't know the full context, I wouldn't interact. I'd do nothing. Like if I didn't know exactly what's going on, I would do nothing.
Yeah.
Because then I can't be held accountable.
I'm just fully blind. Pull it.
I think this doesn't work with people who don't care about other humans. They don't about humans. They don't know.
Oh shit! It's even blurrier now.
Oh damn!
It's even worse. 50-50.
Fuck it.
First cousin, second cousin.
Fuck
the second
cousin.
I don't give a shit about
cousins.
I don't care.
Make the train do a drift. Kill the lever. Put the lever in the
pull
middle.
Pull the lever across. No!
No!
Though going off y'all's description, you probably would kill all 3 seconds, because you probably know the first better.
Yeah.
Probably.
No, I
kill I don't
them
know any of my cousins.
Run over the baby!
500. So, euthanasia or
no
abortion, my guys?
Abortion.
They live their life.
My body, my choice.
They
my
live their
body,
life.
My
they just, they've lived their
my
life.
My train, my choice.
My train, my
well,
choice.
Well, imagine if you go to, you
ooh,
end up in court for this, and that's what
bro
you bring
it's
up.
Real.
Bro, that would be so
look, they've
up
lived their life. They're old. It's baby's
fucking
turn.
Twitch. Never mind.
No!
Oh,
yes!
Baby's
what
turn
fuck
to die.
Let's go!
No, I said it's the elderly's turn to die.
Okay.
Clones.
I kill the clones.
Oh!
I fuck the
clones!
Fuck those
fuck
clones
me, bro. Let the clones spread out.
Let them frolic in a field, bro. Pull the lever.
Man, fuck the clones. This is literally
the problem we're talking about.
The problem we were talking about. On how your consciousness is still with you, but are you willing to let clones about
bro, you're gonna open the
yeah
knife or not?
Yeah.
Yep. Do nothing. Do kill the clones.
No. Oh yeah, yeah.
Why? Why'd you sacrifice?
Why?
Yes, no.
Why?
I'm just.
He's not reading.
Stupid. It doesn't matter.
10% chance of 10 people. Knowing my luck,
I take that
10%.
Yeah.
Yeah. I pull the lever.
Okay, Mr. Fails 3 trip checks in a row. And pulls 3
sentient robots.
Fuck the robots.
Human.
Fuck the
fuck
robots.
The robots.
Fuck
those
human
robots ain't got
fuck
no titties.
Human.
I don't
they're
care about
sentient,
them.
Okay,
bro. They're sentient.
They're going to destroy humanity.
It's the same as 5 people.
Bro, can I introduce some actual
okay, let's
morality
say
questioning?
Imagine
sure
if
yeah
the robot uprising happens and they find out that you killed 5 robots instead of 1
yeah
person.
How about you find out that one of those robots is
the robot Jesus?
Robot
Jesus. Shut the fuck. One of those is like your best friend who you met like on Discord.
Dude, I don't give a fuck.
I'm okay
getting groomed
the
by
man
a sentient
yeah
robot?
The man probably
no, you're
grooms
not groomed.
The man probably has a kitten.
Yeah,
put
the
him
same
on the registry,
dude,
bro.
That's
never
the
mind
same thing.
No,
as
just
your friend's consciousness getting uploaded into a robot. They're long dead.
But no, here's the difference. It's not your friend you knew got uploaded, is that you met this person as a robot,
then it's a lie.
It's a lie.
Because
then.
It is an AI generated with ones and zeros just so I can get entertainment. Right?
Okay.
Like, yeah. To me, a robot, it can be sentient, but right now it is not.
Right now
and
that is not possible.
I feel like that would just be a straight up lie to me.
Okay. So you're shocked.
Do nothing.
You do nothing. Shock.
Nice.
Trolley with worth. Okay, worth. You can pull lever with. It's
I would cause the most damage.
Okay.
I would
do nothing
because it's their fault. Because
yeah, then I'd get blamed for how much damage the $300 one, $300,000
yeah,
one.
You would be there. You'd see. I guess it's just.
I just act like,
you
oh my god, I didn't
other
know.
People's property.
No.
Fuck them. They can make that money back.
The
okay.
Wall. Charlie's releasing.
Kill five people.
Kilograms of CO2 a year.
Five people over 30 years, though. Those five people would all already have children.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm, depends.
But you're still. That is. Okay. You guys are like flipping. Every time something comes up, because this is literally the last problem, but you know, people are actually dying here, so
mm-hmm.
It's you know,
Sam's just
it's
confused.
Literally
like, what
just,
is it?
Is it oh, do I save people or do I just you know, oh no, the money's fine, just let someone keep their money. You should pull the lever.
No, the wall!
No, the wall!
How is that 50-50? How the fuck is that? Never mind. Screw this. Oh no, your reincarnated being will eventually be...
I don't give a fuck.
Wait, hold on. You're a reincarnated being who will eventually be reincarnated as every person in this classic trolley problem. What do you...
I would pull the lever. I want to kill
myself. So do I kill five of me or one of me? It doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
That doesn't make any sense.
Baba boy.
But you kind of want to prank the charge driver. I'd pull it. I would mess up that guy's
head. I'd pull the lever.
That's going to be 50-50. Up to 60-40.
People wanted to pull it.
A good citizen, a bad citizen.
I'd pull it.
Divert to the truck, kill the bad sinner.
Litters?
Pull it.
Murder.
That is
murder him.
He deserves death.
He deserves to die.
Put him on the guillotine.
He threw trash on the ground.
Put him on
kill
the
him.
Guillotine.
Crazy.
That is the most arbitrary piece of shit.
Internal pull the lever, Charlie will explode. Let him suffer.
Let him go around for eternity.
Let him suffer.
There are also passengers on board, so yeah, do not.
Yeah, let him suffer.
48, what the?
That's another 50-50.
What?
There are people.
More people wanted to blow up
there are people
on
board, though.
Yeah, there's people there.
For eternity, you literally just
just spin around.
Oh,
here's the thing:
we didn't just... the whole problem. We just condemned all those people to ride that train for eternity.
Oh, or they can jump out of the trolley.
No, it says rules as written.
Rules as written.
Understandable.
Eternity.
That's their fault.
Yeah, they should have played better.
Your worst enemy, pull the lever and divert it and save them. Because I want a new
friend. You a bitch!
No, he's gonna stab you in the back!
Yeah.
But I want a best friend! Okay, lower their lifespan. Okay.
They're not dead, so.
A trolley is okay, and we'll lower their lifespan, pull the lever, divert the trolley. Oh, five people, but. Explain to. So, either A, just probably kill someone right there, or B, people get to potentially live. So. I'm pulling the lever.
I'm pulling it,
because
yeah.
Because the likelihood that I kill people is less likely. And it's like, I'm taking some, but I'm not taking all. Share the wealth.
Ugh.
All right. This is...
They look like mildly annoyed. Like, ow, bro.
Ow.
I think that's enough trolley
in
problems.
The future
then.
Will kill...
Yeah.
That's not my problem.
These are
weird. In 100 years, that's not my problem by that time.
Let's
okay.
just not do trolley problems anymore.
Yeah, I do think this will conclude our episode, though, because we're kind of just...
Ghosts!
We are just
awesome.
Yelling at each other.
Yo, send me this audio clip. I want to listen to myself absolutely die when you say Among Us.
You can watch it.
I don't have a fucking...
At?
You don't have Spotify?
No.
You... Bro.
You can watch it on Spotify.
You don't even need
YouTube.
It.
YouTube.
Oh, wait, YouTube? Yeah, I got YouTube.
It's not going to be on YouTube, but...
Oh, no, I don't have that.
But yeah, thanks for watching, everyone. Listening, sorry.
Baba boy.
Baba boy.
Baba
I'll see
boy.
You in the next universe. Ba-da-da-da.